Blog Talk Radio.
My weehiv can talk in a special way. There are some things they help me say. Hello, come here, is it okay? Nice to meet you, how are you today?
Welcome to WeHands Radio. Learn to connect with your baby, toddler, and preschool child. I'm your host, Sarah Bingham.
Hi, everybody. Yes, it's Sarah Bingham. I am the founder of WeHands and the author of the Baby Signing Book. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me today. WeHands offers baby sign language classes, and one of the great things that I see happening in our classes is not only do parents get to learn about signing with their babies and connecting with their babies, but they also make these incredible friendships in our classes. And I think it's so important as a new parent to connect with other new parents, so that you know that you are not alone. I have had so many wonderful opportunities as well that I get to meet tons of new babies. I just had a mom email me and say, do I bring baby to class? And absolutely, I need to see babies. Tons of new babies, new moms, but also in my ventures, I get to meet in the community and online a lot of really amazing parenting experts. And today I have an opportunity to chat with one of those experts, and I think she's going to help you as well as a parent and me as well. I'm just looking through her website and thinking, wow, this is a really resourceful woman. So I'm going to be talking with Anne Van de Water. She's a mom and a grandmother. She's an author. She's a co-author. She's a parenting coach. So today we're going to talk about being a mom, stress, and just life as a new parent. So welcome, Anne, to our little show.
Thank you. This sounds wonderful, and I really appreciate you having me on, Sarah.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, are you a new grandmother?
I am actually a grandmother three times over with a fourth on the way.
Wonderful. Congratulations. That's awesome.
I'm loving it.
Absolutely. That's amazing. So let's just back up a little bit, because I've been reviewing your website and I just think it's so helpful, that introductory video that what you're offering parents. And I see so many new parents over the years. But I was listening to your video going, yes, that's me.
Absolutely.
I don't have young little babies. My kids are 12 and 14, but wow. I think you would be definitely a great coach. But let me back up a little bit. So, and tell us a little bit about who you are, where you grew up, and what you were like as a child.
I was actually a missionary kid. I was born in the Dominican Republic. I lived in Costa Rica when I was little. I'm told that I was very precocious, and I gave my parents a run for their money. I was very right-brained, very artsy. I loved putting on shows, dressing up, painting pictures. I learned to play the piano when I was about 5 years old and have been doing so all through my life in personal and professional capacities. So very, very much the drama princess.
Awesome. I like that. I think I would have liked you a lot.
What?
I think I would have liked you a lot.
Yeah, a lot of young ladies can appreciate that kind of a childhood.
Now, going back, this is off the cuff, but when you talked about being a precocious child, did that come around? Were your kids the same way?
I think, well, all three of them were really, really different, which is very typical of children. You know, you raise them in the same family, same parents, under the same roof, but it's very rare for all of them to be the same. You know, you have very different personalities, different dynamics. Their birth order makes a difference. So, you know, each of them had their own precocious stages and ages. I don't know that I would say, well, I think our youngest, being the youngest, was probably the most precocious. You know, the youngest are always the comedians in the family, the ones that are seeking the attention. So he was pretty funny. But, I guess, you know, all of them were in their own way at certain times.
That's wonderful. I think the youngest gets away with a lot of stuff thing as well, just because you're so tired.
Oh yeah, I think you know, the oldest are always the guinea pigs because you're learning everything new, you know. But the youngest, I remember our guys would come home from college. There was quite a span between our first two, who were only 21 months apart, and then our last one came 5.5 years later. And they would always complain, oh, gosh, he gets away with everything that you wouldn't let us do.
So very familiar to me. Yep, absolutely. I think the first, what's the saying, the first baby is China, the second baby is everyday dinnerware, and the third baby is Tupperware.
I like that. That's great. I'm going to have to remember that.
Awesome. I love it. So in doing what you do, where you've lived, everything that you've done, my goodness, what a background you have. If you were introduced to someone at a child's birthday party, that as parents, we all kind of chat around in a circle watching what our kids are doing, how would you describe what you do to another parent in 2 or 3 sentences?
Okay, well, I mean, some of this will be repetition from your introduction, which was lovely. Thank you. I am an author of my own book on motherhood entitled Mommy Memoirs. And I'm also a contributing author in 3 others, including an Amazon international bestseller, which just launched in January, and that was really exciting. I'm also a certified leadership parenting coach with my husband. We come alongside couples who are struggling with their child rearing issues and give them strategies and tools that work and kind of, you know, help to take some of the stress out of parenting, which it can get pretty stressful. And our goal is to have them thrive and not just survive the journey as parents.
Oh, my goodness. So many questions coming up. So how long have you been doing, how long have you been writing, and how long have you been a parenting coach?
Well, I wrote my book, the one that I wrote by myself, I wrote in 2010, which was just after our youngest went off to college. My husband said, what have you always wanted to do? You know, now that we're empty nesters, what have you always wanted to do? And that, without hesitating, I said, I've always wanted to write a book. And so he said, what?
Good for you.
Yeah, and so he said, well, why don't you do it? And I said, well, you know, I've got this to do, and I've got to go here and there and blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, just take a little bit of time. And I literally woke up at like 3 in the morning and downloaded almost all of my chapter titles. There was no doubt it was in me, and I just had to get it out. And it was quite a journey. And ironically, it took me 9 months to download this baby. So I consider it my fourth baby. And then I've been a certified leadership parenting coach for 3 years now. And now my husband and I are considering becoming presenters of parenting seminars and workshops. That's going to be our next launch, because as much as we're enjoying the one-on-one and two-on-two coaching, we are hoping to have a bigger venue to be able to present to larger audiences, because we really believe that the stuff that we've learned, not only through experience but through the training that we've had, is just really, really important and critical for parents to know. It's good stuff.
I'm so excited to see where you're going to go, and it's an exciting time. How do you, as a parenting coach, how do you and your husband work with family?
Well, when they're near us, we meet with them, and we make ourselves available. Like, I'll meet with a mom, my husband will meet with the dad, or we'll meet together. You know, first we meet with the couple together, and we kind of get an overview of what issues they're facing, what challenges they're dealing with. And then if they choose to, we work with them separately, because sometimes the issues, my husband and I have both also taught marriage courses at our church, and sometimes the issues just stem from a struggle with getting on the same page as a couple. And so we'll often, try to help boost the marriage and get them on the same page so that they're parenting from the same place. And that seems to be, a critical thing for a lot of young couples, because it's an adjustment. You know, when you throw a new baby in the works, the dynamics change. A lot of times, I remember for myself, I was exhausted, and my husband was getting The Leftovers, literally. I mean, that was the name of one of my chapters in my book, Leftovers for Hubby, because you're exhausted, you know, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom. So those kinds of things have to be dealt with, too, a lot of times. But we've always believed that the best gift you can give your children is a solid, happy, healthy marriage. And so there's a lot to cover.
That is, I'm just sitting here, I just want to hear you talk and just go on and on. It's so important. What about, and so that's for couples that are close to you. Are you doing any online offerings or Skype or
teleconferencing? We'll contact, like we've been contacted by people online, and then we'll set up, you know, phone conversations or whatever is convenient for the parents to be able to, because sometimes, you know, if it's too far away to meet, we still want to be available, and, you know, we'll even email and coach through email. So we make it happen.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. And it's so important, and I'm just thinking, new parents, even though before you have baby, you think, okay, this is how I'm going to be a parent. But a lot of times when you have that baby, what you're thinking about how you want to parent changes. And so communicating that to your partner, your husband, to your wife, is just, it can be so stressful.
Absolutely. And actually, Sarah, you know, the parenting, you know, everybody says, well, you're the parent, so you parent. But the parenting has to be geared for each child sometimes individually, because their temperaments are going to be different. And it also changes depending on what age and stage they're in. So there's a lot, you know, it is a challenge. There's no family that can escape the trials and sometimes tribulation, you know, of raising your kids, because it is a challenge. It's not an easy job. One of the things that we're looking at as presenters of these parenting seminars is a book called Parenting is Heart Work. And it is hard work and it's heart work. You know, there's a lot to be to consider as you parent. And so it's important stuff, because you're raising up the next generation.
It's so true. Parenting is hard work. I want to find more about it. It's funny. I was driving my kids to something a couple of days ago, and something was on a promo for some upcoming chat on the radio, and it led with the question, do you think it's harder to parent a toddler or a teenager? And my son was in the back seat of the car. I could just kind of see him looking at me and smiling and going, what do you think, mommy? I said, I think a toddler is harder, but I have a 12 and a 4, and they're going to be 13 and 15 this year. And I said, I so far you guys are pretty amazing teenagers. And I said, I really can't answer that question for about 4 or 5 years. We'll see how it goes.
You know, and it's interesting, too. Well, I believe that the toddler years require a lot out of you physically, but then the teenage years require a lot out of you emotionally. Because you're dealing now with, you know, with them finding themselves, you know, kind of molding their identity and creating, you know, their character, molding their character and them getting their own values. And, you know, so all of that is, it takes investment in time, whereas the toddler years, I think, are serious energy drain. And I also believe that it's a real difference between boys and girls, and having boys and girls, because we have all boys, but we have friends that have all girls. And there's a dramatic difference in raising little boys versus little girls. And then, you know, I wouldn't trade my boys for anything in the teenage years, because they seemed really easy in the teenage years, whereas their toddler years were, like, exhausting to me. Whereas when my friends' daughters hit the teenage years, it was real drama. And I know what I was like as a teenager. So it's so fascinating to study all of that and to realize, you know, the differences.
It's fascinating and exhausting, but so much fun.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's the best career, best career out there, right?
Absolutely. And you can't quit. Well, no, you really can't quit.
That's right. That's right. You're in it for the long haul when you decide that you're going to have a family.
As a parenting coach, what are some of the lessons that you learned doing what you do?
I guess that, you know, even though we all are trying to do our best at parenting, I think every family is different. You know, we have varying family dynamics. No two struggles are alike because our kids are different. But that being said, we all do face challenges, and we don't have all the answers. I think one of the dangers of the internet and all of the social media stuff and everything at our fingertips is that we think we can do it alone, and that we think that we, you know, we can find answers. But there's so much out there, not only that's a little scary and precarious to bank on, you know, but it doesn't always apply to you in your situation. And so I think that knowing that we all are trying to raise our children well, but that every family has its own different dynamics is an important thing, not only for me as a coach to know, but for parents that we're coaching, you know, just to realize, you know, your situation is your situation, but we all face those challenges. So it's kind of I think a lot of us feel like we're in it alone, you know, that we're alone on the journey and that we're, nobody can relate, but that's not necessarily true. There are people out there that have been there and done that, you know, and have been through and have had those experiences and can totally relate to what you're going through, you know?
Yeah. I know this internet age, we have so much more information, but some of it is just little tidbits that you see going through in your Facebook stream, and it's overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of opinions out there, you know.
Yes,
and
there are.
Yeah, and you can't, it's not cookie cutter. Parenting is not a cookie cutter situation. You can't deal with every child the same. You can't deal with every family the same. You know, it really, we are all unique. We are all,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting when you get into all of that, you know?
Yeah, no child is the same. And even a child who was, we're able to do this with her at 10 years, at 13 years, you need to be flexible and kind of go with the flow and learn the new little girl that you've got, of speaking from experience there.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting too, because even, you know, you think you know your child and they hit a new stage and you're realizing, okay, well, I need to kind of vary the way, for example, that I discipline, or, you know, you deal with one situation with one child and you know you can look at them cross-eyed and they're immediately going to snap to and shape up because they're very sensitive and they notice those things. And then there's the other one that you know you have to literally kind of sit them down and you know, hold their hand to get them to listen to what you're saying. So they're just so different. So it's critical to just be flexible, as you said, and really read your kids and know them, and that's a big part
of parenting. As you're talking, my kids are going through my memory at eight different ages and stages, and it's really making me smile. They are so different. For new parents, though, what is some of your key advice that you give new parents?
Let's see. Well,
the exhausted ones.
Specifically for new parents, I think it is so critical to have a support system. You know, surround yourself with friends who are going through the same thing, because you can, for example, swap babysitting, you know, and allow yourself some time alone as a couple, which is so important. It's been found that, you know, back just a couple decades ago, you know, moms and dads would spend maybe 80% of their time as husband and wife and 20% of their time as mom and dad, versus now where you're finding, we're finding that, you know, they spend 90% of their time as mom and dad and only 10% as the husband and wife. And so you need that time alone as a couple. Date nights are critical because you've got to keep that relationship alive. But also that younger couples can seek older couples to be mentors and to help guide them in the process, because there's a lot of wisdom in the older generation who have gone before and who have been there and done that, you know. And even like grandparents, it's so critical, you know, to just have them speaking into your children's lives and your friends who share your values and the your priorities as far as family, because they're going to be speaking into your children's lives too as you spend time together. So that's really important. But even as your children are growing, one of the big pieces of advice is, as far as I'm concerned, don't try to be your kid's friend. They need you. They'll have enough friends. They need you to be their parent and be a leader and a role model and to love them, you know, and not be their friend, because you have to be able to discipline. You have to be the parent. And a lot of times I think, especially these days, there's just a focus on being your child's buddy, you know, and their friend. But there will be time for that later. Parent first, then you can be a mentor as they start to realize that you do know something. And then as they become adults, to be their friend. And then they'll, if you've established that respect and everything, they'll come to you. That's one of the joys of being a grandparent now, is that our sons, they constantly are calling for advice. And it's a wonderful place to be, because if you establish that relationship early on, then they'll know that they can, that those lines of communication will always be open.
I love
that. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense, and you must be just kind of smiling to yourself as they're asking these questions.
Well, it's funny, you know, when they get to the point where they're parents. And my mom used to say, and this is why I know that I used to give them fits, she would just chuckle and she'd say, "History repeats itself. There is justice." Because I would call her up and I'd say, "Oh, my gosh, they're driving me crazy." And she would say, "Oh, my goodness."
As you were describing yourself as a precocious child, I was kind of thinking that in my head.
I know. There is a reason why, you know, children, specifically precocious children, are given to children, the adults who were precocious. It's, you know, his paybacks, as they say, are. It's funny.
Oh, it's funny. I think we've all had moments as parents. It's like, who just said that? Those words were my mom's, and she's not here.
Mm-hmm. And you do. You hear yourself. It's very funny.
Oh, goodness. What keeps you interested in doing what you're doing as a coach?
Oh, my goodness. Seeing things turn around. When my husband and I coach a family that comes to us and is just tearing their hair out, and feeling just so frustrated and at their wit's end and feeling like there's no hope, and then we are able to give them some strategies and some tools that they can take back. And you know, sometimes it's a trial and error thing. You know, some things will work, some things won't, and it depends on the child. It depends on the delivery of the parents. But to see when something works, what peace comes into that household, and how much more they start enjoying each other again, and the stress is lessened, and there's reassurance that things are going to be okay. There's nothing more rewarding. It's just wonderful. We had a couple contact us. Their 8-year-old there was some inappropriate things happening both at school and at home, and they were beside themselves. I mean, literally, they teared up when they were talking to us, and you could tell they wanted so badly to have some direction about how to deal with the issues that were surfacing. And they never expected these issues to be happening in second grade with their son. And we were able to give them some strategies, some ways of dealing with it. And we checked back with them, you know, a week later even, and they said, oh, my goodness. You know, we were so disappointed that after we did this that we hadn't come to you, you know, 3 months ago, because we already are seeing some serious changes, and it's like we have a new kid in our house. And that was so incredibly rewarding. It really just is, it makes what we do so worthwhile, and it's just great.
That's so important. There's so much now in the media, and thank goodness there is, about stress and mental health and workplace mental health, and we need to look at these things that are going on in the home and being able to support families, and because it is such a stressful, emotional time.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I just so thankful that you're doing what you're doing.
It's wonderful, a wonderful job. There's no other way of putting it. My husband and I both, you know, we look at each other and we're like, oh, this is just so cool, because, you know, in some ways, I mean, I wish there was somebody like us when we were parenting, because you feel like you're alone, and you don't have to feel like you're alone, because chances are, somebody else is out there relating to what you're going through.
Yeah.
Or has been through it, and, you know, came out on the other side. I mean, I wrote in my book, this is not a how-to book. It's a been there, done that, and survived book, by the grace of God, you know. But it's really nice to know, and we're not the only ones. There are parent coaches that are, you know, that are out there. And, yes, there are a lot of different philosophies. So you have to kind of shop like you do for everything else and see what settles right and feels right for your family. But it's, you know, you don't have to be hitting your head against the wall, you know.
That's wonderful. Are there any parenting or even baby resources or products that you wish you had invented? Now that, especially
you know,
now as you're going to be a grandmother.
That I wish, you mean that are out there that I wish it had been me that had capitalized on it?
Yeah, let's talk about that one, yeah.
You know what I love, and it's probably because my sweet spot was the infant stage. I loved my babies, and I love my grandsons. And by the way, they're all boys. Our sons are boys, and our grandsons are boys. We don't know how to do pink, but I love baby slings, you know, or baby packs where you wear them either on your, well, mostly on your front when they're infants, you know, because I think it's just a wonderful way to keep them close to you. They're right there against your heart, that you're making them feel safe and protected and secure in your love. And I loved carrying my sons around with me, even in my daily chores. I was kind of sad when they outgrew the sling, because to me, you know, that was just a really special, I love that product. And actually, that was the first thing I bought for each of my sons when they had their first. To me, that's just a really special way to bond with your baby.
Absolutely. And you reminded me of, I had so many for my kids, and once I figured out how to use one, they're just wonderful things, and the snuggly, you can smell them, they fall asleep, they feel, there's just so many wonderful things. But I do remember one time when my husband, Joshua, was just weeks, maybe one or two months old, and my husband had Joshua in the front one, the baby Bjorn. And he was going for a walk. And I said, well, do you want me to come with you? And he said, no. And he gave me this big smile, because it turned out that when he went to our local coffee shop with our little baby strapped to the front of him, he got so much attention from all the other women.
I love it. He's like, no, now it's the dad with, you know, the stud dad that's just the best, because he's taking his dad job so seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. All these women would just melt when they saw him.
Oh. Well, you know what? And that was another chapter in my book, Mommy Memoirs, because I said I fell in love with my husband all over again, seeing him interact with our sons. You know, there's that tenderness of a father's heart, and there's nothing like it. And you just your relationship with your husband can just shift to a much more meaningful level because you're seeing them love your child, and that's a wonderful thing. That's great.
It really like is, and we need to invent a word for what that is because it's just. It is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, that's good. That would be a good project to figure out a word that talks about daddy love, daddy love, which turns into husband love all over again. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like this mushy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the word for it. So your book is Mommy Memoir, and do you have other parenting books that you love and you recommend for new parents?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I did mention The Parenting is Hard Work, which is by a Dr. Scott Taransky and Joanne Miller. That's the one that I'm hoping my husband and I are applying to become presenters for them because it's an incredible book that talks about how important it is for us to teach our children character traits to get them through life. Not just to get obedience from them so that they end up getting what they want. You know what I mean? Like we don't want to teach them that if they do what we ask of them, they're going to, you know, like what's in it for me kind of a mentality, which it fosters entitlement versus doing what is being asked of them because they know it's the right thing to do. Because then when you're not there, they're still doing the right thing. Do you know? So that book is really powerful, Parenting is Hard Work. And then my husband and I have taught the 5 love languages. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's by a doctor, Jerry Chapman. And it's wonderful. It talks about how all of us are kind of geared to give and receive love in different languages. And that sometimes marriages struggle, parents struggle with their children because they're trying to speak to their spouse or their children in their own love language. It's a fascinating book, and it really is a meaningful book. So if anybody out there hasn't ever read it, you should look up The 5 Love Languages. It's awesome.
That's wonderful. I will Google Parenting is Hard Work and The 5 Love Languages and put those in links after our podcast and share that with
wonderful.
Everybody. I don't want to try to Google them right now because I think I might mess up our connection, and I don't want to do that. Absolutely not. Locally, you do work online and with other communities. Is there another local parenting expert that you'd like to give kudos to?
Well, I mean, we work with, originally we were certified by a gentleman named John Roseman. He's a world-renowned child psychologist and family parenting expert, and he's the one that trained us and certified us. He can be controversial, but his techniques they work when you're at the end of your rope, you know. So he's wonderful. And then, of course, Gary Chapman, who's the author of The 5 Love Languages. There's the Dr. Kevin Lehman, who wrote the Birth Order book, which is also a fabulous resource to understand what makes your child tick, depending on his birth order. And then there's the Love and Logic Institute, which is another wonderful group that talks about how to love your kids and do it logically. So there are some really fabulous parenting advisors out there that your listeners would really enjoy, and those guys are, a lot of them are just really knowledgeable, and their information is incredibly helpful.
I'm just frantically typing while you're saying all those things, and I will,
I'm sure,
will look all of those up.
Do you need me to repeat any of them?
Oh no, I think I got them all, and my little friend Google will help me find the rest of them, and I'll put the links into the
okay.
video. I'm in me. Google is my friend.
Oh,
so
yeah.
there's so much, and I think we could go on and on and on, but Anne, how can people find you? Are you on Twitter? What's your Facebook page, your website, et cetera? How can new parents or any parent find you?
Okay, I'm in a lot of places. On Twitter, I'm at Anne Vandewater, and it's Van like everybody drives, D-E, and then water like everybody drinks. So it's Van D Water, and it's the and sign, and then the at sign, and then Anne Vandewater. On Pinterest, I'm there also under my name, and it's three capital letters, VDW, and it's three separate words. I don't know if that would make a difference or not. On Facebook, I have an author page. It's Anne Vandewater-author, and I am constantly putting up articles of interest, wonderful quotes, just all kinds of parenting and marriage inspirational stuff that is really worthwhile. And I comb all kinds of sites to bring what I think is really critical for parents to read. And then my website is annevandewater.com, and that's my name.com. It's, if you leave your name and an email address, you can get download a free audio file that's called 10 Tips for Lowering Your Stress While Raising Your Rugrats. But it does go through, you know, the teenage years. There are some great tips, and that's a free audio file. And then on my website, there will be a button for a page about my books, and a bio and all that kind of thing. If you grab a copy of my book, Mommy Memoirs, on Amazon, I'm also, around Mother's Day, I'll be offering a free ebook devotional companion to go along with the memoir. And that just walks you through each chapter and just brings up some kind of heart questions that you might want to think about, and it helps you kind of apply the things that I talk about in each chapter. For the most part, though, the book is very humorous. It's over 80 chapters. They're written kind of like chicken soup for the soul. They're fun and funny, but some are heartwarming. So I'm hoping that some of your readers might consider taking a peek at it.
I will definitely include all of those links, and I'm going to do some exploring on all of those, especially your website as well, because you have so much to offer, and you've got so much experience, 3 years as a coach, but you've got many, many, many years as a parent, and that makes you even more or equal an expert in my books, because you've had such a wonderful time with your own kids.
Thanks, and it's actually... even as before I wrote my book, I became a certified leadership parenting coach as a result of having written my book, just because I wanted to hone my skills and get some more that was, you know, professional certification. But my husband and I actually have taught parenting and marriage classes at our church for, probably 20 years now. So we've got quite a bit of different resources and different training under our belts as far as what we have to offer. You know, we don't specifically at this point adhere to one philosophy. We've gone to many, many different sources to kind of decide what to offer parents.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's an advantage only because, as I said, you know, all of our situations are different. So it's, you know, you want to be able to tap into a lot of different options as far as, you know, how to deal with different issues that come up. So it's really,
you said,
really
there's many different philosophies, and each child is so different themselves.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. I'm going to definitely spend a large amount of time on your website. Thank you, Annie, so much for joining us. I think
oh, my goodness, thanks for having me.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. You've got so much to offer. I want to spend so much time on your website. But we're almost about done. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you, Anne, and for giving your time and so much advice and so many wonderful places where we can go as well. I'm Sarah Bingham. I'm with WeHands. WeHands is a baby sign language program. We are at WeHands on Twitter. And you can follow me to get quick answers to any language development or parenting questions that you might have. Since 2001, WeHands has been a leader in children's sign language and language development through our interactive and fun classes. WeHands is also a part of Morneau Chapelle's Children's Support Solutions, and that's an organization that provides health-centered educational services to children with differences to help them reach their potential. We are out of time, but I want to thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you enjoyed our chat with Anne. She's such an amazing resource. Be sure to tune in next time, and we will talk with another parenting expert, answer your frequently asked questions, whether it comes to baby signing, language development, or just general parenting. If you have any questions, you can email me at info@wehands.com. You can find me on Twitter at WeHands, or you can check out our website, www.wehands.com. Until next time, I'm Sarah Bingham, WeHands founder and author of the Baby Signing Book.